Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. You're here with us, Macedonia Call, around the globe. We're coming into your home or wherever you may be from Southern Ohio. I'm Sister Green with my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, Evangelist Sister Phyllis Sinners, and her husband, Brother Bobby Sinners. And we just welcome you. And if you would like to call in to listen or prayer request or just give your testimony, you can call at 347-989-8862. I'll give you a chance to get you a pen and say it again. The number is 347-989-8862. And I want to praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's been a wonderful day here in Ohio. Had a little snow, but everything is well. We want to start out with prayer here. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless this service, dear God, that you reach in, Lord, to people's homes or wherever they may be, dear God. Them that are shut in and can't get out, dear Lord, and maybe bedridden or just maybe discouraged, dear Lord, we ask that you encourage them, Lord, and just touch their hearts, dear Lord. And we're here to lift them up and to praise your name and lift up your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we ask that you heal diabetes and you heal cancers and just heal them that are wounded in spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. If you'd like to call in, again, the number is 347-989-8862. If you'd like to reach us by email for a prayer request, you don't have to say what it is, but if you want to, that's fine. God knows all about it. It is He is Risen 38@AOL.com. Again, if He is Risen, 38@AOL.com. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to my husband, Evangelist Clint Green.
Okay, glad to be with you tonight. Now we're going to go back in the broadcast. And we're talking about the Macedonian Call. And we're in the 16th chapter, is where we was last week, the 16th chapter of Acts. And we're taking up here in the 16th chapter of Acts. We found out that there was a man that stood up in a night vision. Paul had been forbidden by the Holy Ghost to go into Asia, and so he was determined to go somewhere else, and God stopped him and suffered him not to go. And then the man stood up in the vision in the night and said, come on over and help us in Macedonia. So that's the name of our program, Macedonian Call. And this is found in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And we find in the 12th verse of the book of 16th chapter of Acts, Philippi was the chief city of that part of Macedonia. And then we just covered a little bit of what we went over last week. They went out on the Sabbath day, and they went down by a river, and a lady by the name of Lydia gave her heart to the Lord, and she told them to abide at her house. So she was a wealthy woman. And so they had been in the city. The Bible said they were there certain days. How many days, it does not say. And then we had mentioned about the stoning of Stephen. This was a missionary journey in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And this particular missionary journey was Paul and Silas. And we find in the 14th chapter that Paul and Barnabas were working together. And then they had a discussion about John Mark. And so they had a division there, and one went one way and one went another way. So Paul took Silas, and he launched out on a missionary journey with Silas. And he's with Silas when this happens in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And we was going to say last week about the lady, Lydia. We believe she was a worshiper of God, because the Bible said she was, and that's in the 14th verse of the 16th chapter. And the Bible said she heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and it also says she gave her heart to the Lord, and she was baptized, all her and all her household. And then we take up here, well, let me go back over to the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, where Paul is first mentioned here, and his name is Saul. And it tells how that they stoned Stephen in 7 and 59, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And so Paul heard Stephen say this. And Paul was a persecutor of the church in Acts chapter 8 and verse 1. It says, and Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And also says here in verse 58 of the 7th chapter, and cast him out of the city, talking about Stephen, and cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. So this is the first mention of Saul that we can find in the Bible. And he was later called Paul the Apostle. And we find that he persecuted the church in chapter 8. Let's see, he started there in verse 1. And he consented unto the death of Stephen, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. So they were scattered abroad. The Bible said, therefore, in verse 4, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And then we come over into chapter 9. Paul meets the Lord on the road to Damascus. And, you know, he had already saw Stephen kneel down and pray. And Stephen said, looked up into heaven, being full of the Holy Ghost. And he said, I see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So Paul was right there when this happened. So on the road to Damascus, the Bible said in chapter 9, verse 3, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. So then he says in verse 6, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord told him where to go, and also that there would be a man coming in, laying hands on him. In verse 12, and has seen in a vision, this is Ananias. God spoke to Ananias in verse 10 of chapter 9. He said, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Now, I want to say he got his call to the ministry right then. When he was on the road to Damascus, he was persecuting the church. He thought that he was doing God's service. And here he was, killing Christians. And he had letters from the chief priests and had gone to Damascus and was on his way to do more killing and attacking the Christians. And the Bible said that he made havoc of the church there in chapter 8 and persecuted it. So he had consented unto the stoning of Stephen. Now we take up over here in chapter 14, I believe it is. Turn over there, and it talks about what happened to him. And the Bible said there in the 19th verse of the 14th chapter of Acts, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. So, here he was. One time he was persecuting the church, and he was a Jew. Bible says he was a Jew, and he was of the tribe of Benjamin. And now, here he's on the other side of the fence now. Now he's a Christian, and now they're persecuting him. And he's going everywhere preaching the word, and trying to get people saved. And he said in Romans chapter 10, I believe it was, he said, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said, For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They had a zeal of God, but they didn't have it according to the true plan of salvation. And they had rejected the one that really had died on the cross for their sin. So we come into Philippi, and we find out that Paul preached by the riverside, and we wonder what he might have preached that day, but we pretty well know what he preached, because the Bible tells us that he persecuted Christ and those that called on that name. So now he's preaching Christ as the only Savior. And I got a few things wrote down here, but they stoned him there in the 14th chapter, and then in the 16th chapter, he's now working with Silas. So they've gone into Macedonia. They're trying to win lost souls in Macedonia. God called, I believe God called Paul because he knew that Paul would go, and he knew that Paul had the message that they needed to hear. Paul knew for a fact that Jesus had died on the cross, that he had been buried, and that he rose the third day, and he preached that message. That was part of the message that he preached. He also preached healing and deliverance, and he preached the whole counsel of God. If you look into the, I believe it's the 20th chapter of Acts, it tells how that when he was at Ephesus, he called the elders together and began to tell them things that was going to happen after his departure. And he thought that they would not see him again, was what he was thinking when he was there. So he called them together. And he said, I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to proclaim the whole counsel of God unto you. So he didn't, you know, he just didn't preach a little bit of things. He preached the whole counsel of God. Heard somebody say that the gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection. But that's not true. That's only part of the gospel. Because if you get to reading into the gospel, you find out that Jesus took stripes for our healing, and that healing's a children's bread. And you also find out that in Hebrews 13:8, it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we have more than just to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Although to be saved, you must believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection. And in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul, he brought that out. And the first, I think, three verses, he talks about that. He said you had to believe that he died according to the scriptures, that he was buried according to the scriptures, and that he rose the third day according to the scriptures. Now, he had the scriptures. Paul had some, you know, he even wrote part of the New Testament. And if anybody knew the way of salvation, Paul did. Boy, I'm not getting very far, am I? But hey, look in the 16th chapter when we go on after Lydia. Lydia gave her heart to God in the 16th chapter, and they kept preaching the gospel there at Philippi. And I want you to look at the 16th verse if you have your Bible. It says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Well, I want you to notice here that this lady, in the 16th verse, it says a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. And the Bible says also there in that verse that she was a soothsayer and that she had brought her masters much gain. So they were making money off of this girl. She was a slave girl. Evidently they had bought her on the auction block or whatever. And she was possessed with a spirit of divination. And she followed Paul and us, he said there in verse 17. And cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Now, she was telling the truth. They were preaching the way of salvation. Paul knew the way of salvation. There was only one way that you could be, a person could be saved, and that would be through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You must believe the gospel according to the Word of God, according to, you know, what we have written today. Of course, I preach and teach out of the King James Version because I believe it's the true Word of God. And I know the Bible says you can't add to or you can't take away, but we see a lot of these different Bibles today where they have taken things out of them and they've added things to them and they've changed the wording. And they say it's to make it easier, but I don't find it to be any easier. You still have to have the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to reveal to you what the Word's really saying. I don't know if anybody's called in or not, have they? But anyhow, we got some people that calls in every once in a while, but I'm going to keep going here. It says here that the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God." Well, that was true. They were the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And they were showing them the way of salvation. You know, Jesus said, "I am the way." He said in John 14:6, I believe it was. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." In Acts 4:12, the Bible also says that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we must be saved. There is no salvation in any other name. The Bible brings that out. Even the Jews were not saved once that Christ came and died on the cross. They're not saved unless they repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and take him as their personal Savior. I mean, they might think they're saved, but according to the Scripture, they're not saved. And whosoever, Paul preached over there in Romans 10, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So he said there was no difference between the Greek and the Jew, the bond and the free, the male or the female. But he said we're all one in Christ Jesus. So the middle wall of partition is broken down. It's done away with. And there's one new man, and that's Christ. And we must come in at the door. Jesus said, if any man come in any other way, the same as the thief and the robber. So we must come in at the door. He said, I am the door. So he gave his life, the Bible says, a ransom for all. Now, if he gave his life a ransom for all, that meant that all were lost. It meant that there was none that was... According to the Scriptures in Romans 3, I believe it is, he said, there's none righteous, no, not one. So once Christ died at that cross, then the Old Testament believers, from that point on, the Jewish believers had to believe in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. John was preaching, you know, and baptizing, and John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world." So there was only one way that a person could be saved, and that was through faith in Christ and believing the report that God gave of his Son, and that is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible said he sent him into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So he's calling all to come. You know, he said there in Matthew, I believe it is, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So, you know, there's people out there carrying heavy loads. And, you know, there's people in false doctrines trying to trust in a God that cannot save. Because the Bible tells us if we do not have the Son of God, then we do not have the Father. And so that's the way that it works. You have to have the Son to have the Father. If any man have not the Son, well, he don't have the Father. He might call upon a God, you know. He might pray and pray and pray, but he'll never get an answer.
Praise God. I see we have a caller here, 937. Last numbers is 5399. Go ahead, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Yes, I'm Sister Midge. I'm located in Dayton, Ohio. I just wanted to commend Brother Green. He's doing a fine job. And I wanted to say that I have here written out the Roman road to salvation. I want to go just step by step.
Praise
Number
God.
One, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God," as it says in Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then step three, Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Step four, Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Step five, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Step six, Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And step eight, Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise the Lord. That's all I wanted to say.
Praise God. Thank you there, Sister Midge. That was really good. If you don't know the Lord out there, it's really easy. All you have to do is repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you. That's what he died for on the cross. And once you've done that, go tell somebody that Jesus saved you and believe it with you as you confess that with your mouth. Believe that he had done this for you. It's that simple. A lot of people try to make it really hard, but it's really that easy. Paul said, I come to you not with enticing words or not with eloquent speech, but he comes to you with a simplicity. If the gospel is simple, that a young child can understand this. And if you haven't received Christ in your life, we'd like to pray for you and pray with you. If you don't know how to pray, just pray like he knows you from inside and out. He knows you better than anybody. And you just talk to him like you're talking to your friend or your parents or whomever. Just talk to him, and he will listen. He has an ear to hear. And he has a mouth to speak. He can do all things. His hand is not too short that he can't do things. All things are possible with God to them that believe. And right now I'd like to turn in some prayer requests. Brother Lloyd Yearwood, he's usually with us. He's not feeling well. He has a headache. He's not here tonight. Pray for him. He's down in Tennessee. Sister Sandra Combs, she had a massive stroke. She's in the hospital. They say now that she's moving her right hand and her right leg. She still cannot talk from what I can understand. Pray for her. Very good woman of God. So is Brother Yearwood. He's a great man of God. Carol Proctor is my husband's sister. She has cancer, and she has received the Lord in her heart just a few weeks ago, and we praise God for that. But God, he is able, more than able, to heal the cancer. And Keith Green, he also has cancer. He had surgery. We're not knowing the outcome of that. The cancer was under his tongue. I don't know if he's saved, but pray for salvation for him. If he's not saved, and pray for a healing in his body. Savannah Ray, 2 years old, has back pain, and she's throwing up. She needs prayer. Touch that little baby. And, Lord, let's pray right now. God, in the name of Jesus, we go off this air, Lord, praying, God, that you reach and touch these, Lord, that we've called their name out, Lord. And those that are not saved, God, we ask that, Lord, they just find them a place, dear God, alone to kneel down and pray, God. If they lay up on their bed, it doesn't matter. Help them, dear God, to receive salvation, dear Lord, and let them go out and confess, Lord, that you have saved them. And, Lord, till we return again next Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern time, we will be here praying for those that want to call in or send the email, heisrisen38@aol.com. Send in your prayer request. Until next time, we'll see you. Praise God. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Done.